Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce has finally come to an end. This is the series finale, and I'm like so sad, but at the same time so happy that everybody sort of got a happy ending. And we're breaking all of them down next, so get ready, because we're breaking down live.
To the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Baby, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me.
That's right. Oh, we need some Drake to open up tonight's show.
Yes.
This song is called what? In My Feelings?
In My Feelings.
And there were so many feelings
so
tonight,
many.
Shamar.
I
was so sad, but I was so happy for each of them, but I was still so sad that it was over. It's like an ending and like a start of a new chapter. We got like a wrap up of where things ended with, you know, like, or we sort of got a wrap up and then we got like a sneak peek of what the future holds. So we're going to be breaking all of it down.
Yeah.
Phoebe, Dahlia, Abby, we're going to break down where all of them ended up this season. And then we're going to be giving them a little token of our advice on what we think they should be doing with their lives in the future. Because, you know, Shamari and I are great at giving advice,
yep.
Not so much at taking advice, but we love to just give characters advice on what we think they need to do with their lives.
Yep.
So we're going to be breaking that down later. So get ready. Shamari, initial thoughts?
It was a lot going on. There were so many different, you know, scenarios with each person that it was a lot. It was very happy though. I felt like content with how everything kind of ended up for everybody.
It was a nice little bundle with a nice little bow.
It was.
You know, I just realized I was so excited. We didn't even introduce ourselves.
We did not.
Guys, I'm Zach Peter. And it's been 5 weeks now and you should know that.
But I
love you guys. Thank you for supporting us. I'm Zach Peter. And with me tonight, I have Miss Shamari.
Yes, of course, guys. I'm Shamari Hartzog. And if you guys know me, we've been here 5 weeks. So sad to kind of come to an end for the season finale, but you know.
Series finale.
Series, right.
It's like done.
Done.
You won't see us back on this panel again.
Nope.
Because we've been fired because the show has been canceled.
It has.
But we've loved every second of it.
Yeah, it really
it's
has.
Been so good. I think my initial thoughts, I'm happy where everything ended up. I think, you know, we gave a lot of advice this season on our special segment, Token of Advice. And it looks like our characters actually listened to us.
They did. And our predictions. Our predictions were really good.
And our predictions were very on point.
Very good. Especially with like Dahlia. Like we all predicted that Tony was going to be the baby's daddy. And, you know, I thought they were going to actually get together, but doesn't really seem like that's what happened.
Yeah, I feel like there was a lot that like was given to us, but there were some little tokens that were left unsettled that
right.
I wish we would have gotten, you know, a little more the details would have been solidified for us a little more.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I mean, I guess we should just jump right into it, right?
Let's do it.
Okay, so first one, let's break down Phoebe, because I feel like as much as I love Phoebe, she had the least happen in this episode.
She did. All we've seen was that she's still with
Tess.
And that was very, I mean, we've seen her interaction with her brother, Tony. She kind of pissed him off and then he like, you know, runs
left.
Away. And then she felt like really guilty about it. And then Tess was kind of there to like, you know, tell her, don't worry about it. It's okay. And then that was kind of much it. Again, her kids weren't very present. Once again, they're like off. She always just like, you know.
Has them off.
Yeah, but
we saw them like a little bit at the top of the season before Tony kind of came back into the picture, where we saw her being, you know, mama bear and really being there for them, where she really kind of wasn't in the past.
Yeah.
She was very much gypsy, free spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And now we kind of see her, you know, channeling this mommy vibe that I think really she needed to really tune in with.
Yeah.
I'm happy that she ended up with Tess in the end. I'm happy that she ended, not with Tess, but I'm happy that she ended up with someone.
Somebody. Okay.
I really wish they would have brought back her boyfriend from last season. What was his name? Oh, God. He was the dork. He was the artist. I cannot remember his name for the life of me.
I can't either.
It's at the tip of my tongue and I can't remember the name, but I wish she would have ended up with him or like somebody that really kind of, I don't know, that I felt like she had chemistry with.
Yeah. Tess, I just feel like is a filler right now. I don't feel like that's going to last very long, even past
this. Will it last at like, what, at least 4 years?
Oh, true. I keep forgetting the, that they okay, so fast forwarded.
We saw that there was a time lapse. So we the bulk of the episode kind of wrapped up where things were throughout the past five episodes this season. And then we saw in the last like 15 minutes that there's a time jump, and we see that we went from Lily going off to college to now Lily graduating. It's her graduation party, and we kind of get a little snippet at where all of the characters ended up. So we see that Tess and Phoebe made it through at least four, maybe five-ish years.
I mean, she seemed happy. That's really all that matters. But, I mean, I just wasn't a huge fan of that.
You know, maybe Tess is just, like, really great. She's an athlete. She's a great Olympian. Like, maybe she just really keeps things interesting in bed. And, like, that's what kept Phoebe interested.
Something had to keep her interested. So, hey.
There was something. But I feel like Tess is very vanilla. She's very boring. She's very like an
stiff,
iron,
like we said,
an ironing board that hasn't been laid out yet.
Yeah,
that's just kind of like in the closet. That's there. That's like utilities, but not really serving it.
Right. Yeah. So I don't really care for them. But I'm just happy she's happy. That's all that matters. And you know, we won't know what else happens with them since this is the season finale. But you know,
what do you think happened with her and Tony? Because we didn't really get closure
I think that they were able to at least communicate again. It sounds like, well, not sounds like, but it just kind of seems like they were able to at least just be cordial again, I think. But then, but you know, he's not living with her. I don't think that he's living with her. I think he has his own spot now. I think he's kind of ventured off. I mean, it's been 5 years. I would hope he's not still living with his sister. But yeah, I think their relationship probably is, like she said, I'm minding my own business now. So now they probably have a better relationship now that she's kind of like with Tess and she has like a distraction.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, you know, Tony has like a studio apartment somewhere.
Probably.
Or he's like renting somebody's like room in their back house. And he's just, you know, he's doing his thing. He's like, you know, independent bro, you know, working at like maybe Joe's coffee shop. Like he's got a little job down. He's making some minimum wage somewhere. And
I
he's
wonder
like,
if Delia put him on child support.
You know what I think he's doing? I think he's driving for Uber.
But why that? Like, out of all the things?
Because when you're a single bro and you, like, don't really want to work and you don't really want, like, the man telling you what to do, like,
you just settle
Uber makes you your, like, you
they
get to make up your own schedule. You get
enticing.
To make your own hours. If you hit a certain minimum, you get a little bonus.
And like, they give you a car, right? The Uber or is it just Lyft?
They don't give you a car.
Lyft gives you
it's
a car.
It's your own car. No,
Lyft gives you
really?
A car. Yes. Yeah, I had a whole conversation with a Lyft driver one day, and he was like, this is Lyft's car, and they, you know, they, yeah.
They give it to him to drive.
Yep.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
I mean, maybe he's doing Lyft. He needed a ride. He needed some wheels that weren't his sister's.
Right.
So he hit up Lyft, and they gave him a ride. Yeah. I think he's definitely doing something like that.
Probably. I don't think he has a corporate job. No way.
No, where he
definitely
gets to
not.
Make up his own hours. He gets to make up his own schedule, you know, in an excuse to see his kid. But he's still at least providing for the baby by, you know, bringing
just
in some
just being there.
Because
Delia clearly has the money. She's the breadwinner. She's taking care of the big expenses. Tony's just there to just be a parent. Just
she
be a
does
father.
Not need his child support. She does not want his child support.
Nope.
She's still independent, single woman doing her thing.
And speaking of Delia, I know her hair was a huge... We both were a little just kind of like...
Yeah, let's dive into Delia, because that was like... I did not like her... It was not hair. It was a wig. That
was
like...
It was definitely a wig.
Yeah, that was not her actual
wasn't
hair.
Wasn't combed, brushed, or anything. And I'm disappointed, because Delia comes with... Like, her hair, you know, was good.
Sharp.
But, you know,
she's
they had to switch it up. You know, people try to switch it up after some time. I get it, but that switch up...
That was a last minute Bravo low budget. Like, we gotta make her look aged, so we're gonna throw this bunk wig on her.
Literally. I think that was actually worse than Simone's haircut from last episode, honestly.
It didn't do her justice because she's so stylish normally.
She is.
And you know, homegirl can afford a good wig.
She could. So I'm disappointed in Delia's choice of wigs, but I'm happy she kept the baby. Because we were a little we weren't sure at first if she was going to keep the baby, if she was going to go ahead and, you know, abort it. I'm glad she did. The baby's so cute. She's adorable. Oh my gosh, she's really cute. And she seems happy. She seems like she's all in the motherly, you know, realm, and that she's she got it down packed. Like, she seemed, you know, like great. I know she was concerned about that at first. Like, I don't know. Like, oh my gosh. So it seems like she has it down packed.
You know, I think once you have a baby, you know, because I've had several now, once you have a baby, like, there's just a maternal instinct that kind of kicks in, and you just, you know, you're ready for it.
Yeah,
you know?
I think so, too.
And I think that really kind of hit her, and she obviously wanted a baby, or she wanted something. It's unclear what her relationship status with Tony is. It's kind of left to assume that they just are co-parenting together.
For sure.
But, I mean, she looks happy.
Yeah, she did. She seemed unbothered.
We didn't see what happened with her career. I'm assuming she's doing Mommy Boss, and she's kind of like juggling career with having a kid, and maybe Tony's kind of helping pick up the slack.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for her.
Me too. Me too.
I like the Delia that we saw by the end of the series, and kind of the evolution that we saw within her character is like she went from like this really, you know, hard ass boss lady that was like, you know, totally cutthroat as a lawyer, and now we got to see like a softer side once she became pregnant, and then she fell for somebody like Tony, whereas normally she would want a man that kind of matched her on that career level, and Tony's fresh out of prison, and he's got, you know, definitely not her normal,
not ideal at all.
Not what she would normally swipe right to on Tinder.
Right.
But, you know, life happens.
Exactly.
And you get pregnant from the tattooed ex-con.
Yep.
Happens to be your best friend's brother.
Yep. That was really awkward. I'm glad they were able to kind of like get that, you know, out the way, and they both apologized to each other. And, you know, Phoebe was able to just kind of talk to her and just say, listen, I'm sorry, you're sorry. Like, and then when she gave her like her advice when they were in the clinic, and she was just like, you know, I want you to, like, you can do whatever you want. Like, you really can. I just thought that was a real powerful moment, especially in their friendship. Especially with what happened, you know, because I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Like, I get it's your brother. I totally do. But it's just like, who cares? Like, if your best friend or your friend likes your brother, I mean, hey, like, I think I would support it.
No, absolutely.
It would be a little awkward, but.
And we saw that, you know, in the time jump, we saw that Phoebe walked in and she's like, where's my little niece? Like, she obviously learned to kind of accept the circumstances and embrace the baby as, you know, her niece. Like, that's, like, I don't know, you cannot, like, you have to be a real cold-hearted bitch to not, like, really.
No, seriously, you really do. So that was good. I was happy to see that.
You know, and she's got Tess to keep her, to hold it down.
Right,
There's no more, there does not seem to be any more drama in their lives.
No, at least,
you know, which was nice. We always want a happy ending, but, you know, for our viewers out there, or for our listeners, if you're listening on iTunes, if you do love the drama, we at AfterBuzz have you covered. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help, you guys. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, this channel, which is the drama channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made just for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. You'll help people like me and Shamari continue to entertain you every single week on after shows like this. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are totally optional, and you can fix that in your settings. So hit that subscribe button right now for this channel. Again, this is the Drama Channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz TV YouTube channels as well, because we have so many great shows that we break down, Shamari and I are on other panels. So if you love us, you can catch us on other shows as well. Because just because Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce happens to be ending doesn't mean that this is the end of your drama TV fixation or your Zach and Shamari fixation.
Exactly.
And we have to give some love to Mina and Chelsea.
Yes.
You know, they're on other shows as well, and you want to keep up with them. So, you know, be sure to subscribe and let us know that you did in the comments below. We'll be sure to give you a shout out. Obviously, this show has officially come to an end, but we'll still respond to you in the comments, and maybe I'll give you a shout out on Twitter. Just give us some love, you guys.
Please.
And for now, just thank you for being the best fans and for helping AfterBuzz TV be the ESPN of TV talk. We love you guys, and we appreciate all of your support.
Yes. Thank you, Zach. That was great. That was amazing. Beautifully said.
We love you, and I can't stress it enough. But you know who doesn't have love is Jake. We find out that Jake got divorced.
I was actually really surprised about that. Yeah, because I felt like,
I feel like when you date any 22-year-old bimbo, like, I can't really root for you.
He said bimbo. I mean, I felt like she really was all in though with Jake. I felt like he was all in with her. I mean, granted, we all thought he was moving a little quick with her for sure. But I just felt like he was genuine. I just think, I don't know. I want to know why the divorce happened. Like, what was the problem? Was it the fact that she wanted more kids? Maybe he didn't, type of thing? Or
I think when there's that big of an age gap, like, there are just a matter of priorities that, like, don't necessarily align. Like, first of all, when you're 22 years old and you're dating a guy that's, like, clearly in his 40s, like, yeah. His priorities and what he's thinking about, like, he has a family that he has to support. He has a career that he has to maintain. He has, you know, a daughter that's going off to college. And when you're 22, like, think of when, like, yeah. Like, we had so many other things that we were worried about.
I mean, like, I just don't even think it makes sense as a 22-year-old to even be interested in that way in a 40-year-old man with a whole ex-wife, two kids that are like half your age. I mean, it's just kind of like,
it's not gonna work.
Yeah, I didn't really think that it was a good combination in the first place, but I did kind of, I think I thought Jake really loved her, really cared, but he also seemed to go after the younger girls.
Shamari, love does not always win. I'm sorry to break it to you, but love does not always win.
You feel like I always want love. I do always think love should win.
Where's Mina? Mina's always rooting for love.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she is. She's definitely always. And she probably would have like the signs and astrology.
Oh, yeah. She'd be like, well, the reason they didn't work is because they're two different signs and they were born in different years and their astrological stars just did not line up.
Yeah. So, Jake's not succeeding in love, but he seemed happy, single and mingling. So, I mean,
you know, he's doing his thing. I think he needs to date somebody in, you know,
his age bracket.
I agree. For sure. Just somebody that's like ready to settle down. Anybody in their 20s is not ready to settle down, even if they think that they are, once they get to the point, and I'm sure this probably would happen in Jake's marriage, once they get to that point where it's time to settle down, it's like, holy crap, I have my whole life ahead of me. Like, this is not the time for me to be thinking about, like, being a wifey and, like, getting married and having kids and, like, being the trophy wife to this career guy. Like, you know, especially in this era and in this age, like, so many, I think, young people feel empowered to have their own career and have their own, you know, livelihood to live up to.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, honestly, I thought for a second that Jake and Abby were going to just
end up back together.
You know, I thought they were going to at least kiss or something was going to happen that was going to like throw everything off. And then when people saw him come to the, you know, graduation just in time, that would have kind of made Mike and
Abby.
Mike and Jake's fiance. Is it Natalie?
Natalie.
Yep. I thought they were going to like kind of be confused, but it didn't happen that way at all. But you know, the moment when they were looking at each other, gazing into each other's eyes, like they were going to get close and kiss, but they didn't. The whole holding hands thing was a little cute, but you know, I just feel like when you're divorced and you still have that, you guys are never really done with each other. You're always going to have to communicate and be around each other. So I just... That's a hard thing.
Yeah, I think when you've been married for so long, you're always going to have that connection. And then when you have kids, like, you're like, that just deepens that connection. And I feel like, no, you're definitely right. I think they are always going to have love for each other. But I think it's best that the show allowed them to kind of
break away and kind of like still commingle and still be able to like enjoy their partners in the midst of each other. I thought that was great.
And I like that even though everybody got a happy and quote unquote happy ending in the end of this series, like there was still a realism of like Delia didn't end up with Tony. Like they didn't live happily ever after there. And Jake ended up divorced from his, you know, his pretty Natalie girlfriend. Like there was, you know, a real life aspect to it.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, even with Joe, I mean, I think if, you know, you're watching the show, you probably would have thought that Joe was going to end up with Frumkus. The way things were going from what we could see at first, she was, you know, looked like they were kind of trying. Like, you know, there was the family, they're getting food, and he was definitely adamant about, you know, I love you, want to be with you, blah, blah. But you got, you know, Albert calling, texting. Albert was consistent. He was persistent. He was not playing. He said, Joe, I want you to think about this. Like, are you sure? Like, I think you want to be with me. Like, you know who you are. You want this. And I'm like, gosh, most guys would just gave up. Once she said she kissed them, they just would have been like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
So shout out to Albert.
Most guys would have been intimidated by the fact that they had a thing in the past. Yeah. Now they're, you know, there are obviously going to be feelings, but it shows how much he loved Joe and how much he was willing to fight for her.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And I think she deserves that.
I think so,
after everything she went through with From.
I don't think she would have been that happy if she would have chosen From.
No, there would have been drama. It would have been the same old broken record that they had played time and time again.
He would have reverted back, I feel. I feel he would have reverted back to whatever ways he had before, and it just would have been like a big, yeah. You know.
And not because he wanted to, but because there was the comfort in the, you know, the relationship. Like, it was the merry-go-round that they had been around several times. And, like, once you fall back into that comfort zone, like, it's easy to fall back into those old patterns. And I feel like he was able to, you know, be successful because she no longer fed into to them being in a relationship. Like, she was able to let that go and be happy.
Yeah.
And it forced him to kind of really be on his own and not use her as a crutch.
Yeah, I agree. And she was cute and pregnant. Her little haircut was cute. I liked her
hairstyle. I liked her haircut.
I liked that.
Hated Delia's. Not feeling it. Wish they would have done something better with her.
Yeah, it wasn't the best.
Or at least allowed her to keep her same hair.
Yeah.
Or, like, slick it back. Like, do something. Yeah. We did not need to give her that bunk wig. But I did like Joe's haircut. I loved seeing her pregnant. She's got a little Albert in her belly.
No, and they were so happy together. That was cute.
I'm surprised it took them that long to get pregnant, though.
You think they had been trying for a while? Or do you think, like, it was intentional? Like, it just kind of happened? I don't remember her mentioning her wanting more kids.
I don't think, yeah, I think you're probably right. She probably did not want more kids, and it took time for it to happen.
Yeah, but, you know, hey, it happened. And what do you think about Barbara?
Babs. I think for her lack of involvement this season, it definitely, like, okay, I get it. Like, sure, I think, you know, she ended up in a happy relationship. She ended up as a TV host. Like, she got her career. She got her man. You know, she's obviously still trying to make things work with Abby, and they're considering selling the company. Like, mm-hmm. You know, sure. I didn't love it. I didn't love her storyline at all this season, but, like, sure.
Yeah. She's a very bright person. Just mm-hmm. her style, her choice of material and clothing is just so bright and loud. Lipstick, too.
Very in your face.
But she has such a great, you know, humbling personality. And she's just such a good little... She's just great. She's a great addition to the group.
You know, I think Barbara realizes she's not around much. So when she enters a room, she wants to make a
just
statement.
Just make it seem so like
she
I'm
wears
here.
These bright colors.
And she
that
sure
you
did
know.
That when she walked in that door. Was like...
You can't miss her.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm happy for her, you know, that's a great opportunity. But you could tell that Abby was really, really kind of hurt about it. Yeah. And I mean, that just shows that she obviously has a great relationship. They've built such a strong relationship that it's like for you just to kind of up and leave. It's just like, what am I going to do?
Do you think there was a little bit of an ego hit for Abby, being that she had a successful career as an author? You know, she had this column where she was very much like an entertainment face mm-hmm. and was somebody who gave advice. And obviously when you're a talk show host, like, you have a face and you're giving advice. And now, you know, we've seen Abby's career kind of as a personality dwindle back. And mm-hmm. now she's running this business. And now Barbara's becoming a personality in and of herself in this industry. Like, do you think there was a bit of an ego hit for Abby?
I definitely think so. I think there could have been. You know, I just think, and just in general with women, sometimes naturally, you know, when someone else gets a great opportunity, it's like, yeah, I'm definitely happy for you, but then it makes you kind of like think about your situation. Yeah. Like, okay, what am I doing? Could I be doing more? And I think too, it's just like to see somebody kind of go on, you're going to New York, you're gonna be on television. I mean, that's like a whole nother bracket. And I'm pretty sure if she was offered an opportunity like that, she probably would have done the same thing. So I definitely think so. I think there could have been a little bit of, you know, ego, you know, challenging there. But I think she handled it pretty well. And I think so did Barbara with how she explained it. Like, it was a great opportunity. I couldn't pass that up. So, you know.
You know, Shamar, we can't pass up great opportunities. And, you know, another great opportunity is for our listeners to subscribe on iTunes.
No, definitely. Please do.
please do, because you keep us, like, you know, you stay up to date with all of your favorite TV shows, and you stay in the know. Yep. You get to keep up with the news and gossip. You get to keep up with, you know, what's happening every week, especially if you miss an episode or you don't get to catch the full episode. You can catch the full recap on your iPhone, you know, for you, and it's available anytime on demand for free. So don't forget to subscribe.
Yes.
And leave us a good review.
Please do.
You know, because you like me and Shamari.
Yeah.
And you miss Mina and Chelsea. And you want us to keep, you know, you want to keep AfterBuzz knowing alive and knowing, I mean, not that it's going anywhere, because I can assure you that it's definitely not, but you want to let us know that we're bringing value to your life. Because you know we are. And
yeah.
You know you love us.
You guys love hearing our opinion, so definitely subscribe.
That's right. So subscribe, leave us a good review, a 5-star review, because stars are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think, you know, they allow anything less than 5 stars anymore. Like, that's just, like, the standard these days. So please subscribe and be sure to leave us a review. Can't say it enough.
Yep.
Abby and Mike, they ended up married.
I'm happy about it, but I'm not happy about their living situation. Because they're living two different places. I just think that's so stupid. Like, okay.
After this long, yeah.
Yeah, like, so you guys have decided to get married. Okay, great. And then you're telling me that you guys are still living in separate homes. I mean, at this point, the kids are... Okay, you already got one out the house. So that's now, what, 3 kids instead of 4? I mean, hey. I just think that... I mean, if it works, hey, teach his own. But I just think that's just not ideal at all. That just doesn't make sense to me.
No, like, if they've already lived together. So, like, what's the problem with now doing it, like years later and we're still not living together
again? You're telling
me
you still can't deal with the whole, you know, it's really the kids that was the issue. It wasn't like it was her and Mike. It was just the kids. And they've grown up. They're older now. So I feel like it's like, okay, let's do this again this time. Let's do it for real. We're married. I mean, how can you can't. Yes. Yeah, I just don't see the point in that.
So we didn't really get to see what happened to Mike's kids when they got older.
Nope.
But we see that Lily graduated from Emerson.
Mm-hmm.
She seems to be doing well. She's got a cute little bob haircut.
I thought that was cute.
I thought she looked great.
And she got a man.
She's got Mark.
Mm-hmm.
They are moving in together.
Yeah, I think she said he's going to, like, be in the guest house or something. Mm-hmm. I guess he's coming to visit, right? And then he's just going to be able to stay in the guest house. That would have never flown in my house. That's for sure. I mean, I don't care how old I was. That will never be something that my parents would say. I think even to this day, if I was to say, yeah, can such and such, you know, stay, they're gonna be looking like, girl, what, you better get your own place. That's just not a thing. But like, hey,
I mean, if he's staying and you're like an adult, like, wouldn't you be like, he's staying in my bedroom?
But I guess to me, just graduating high school, college, still, I wasn't fully an adult yet. Like, I still had some childishness there, and they wouldn't have let that fly. But
I mean, sure.
Lily seems like a good girl. So
she's got a good head on her shoulders.
Yeah.
Definitely more than Mike's daughter, who was very feisty. I hope she settled down. I hope she, you know, got some Lexapro or something to kind of balance out her madness.
And I'm sure her hair grew and she was able to not feel ugly anymore. I think that was what she was
Hopefully
feeling.
We got her a new wig, too.
Right.
plot twist. What did you think about Charlie and Sam?
Charlie
got
Sam.
Like, he's got a boy. Like, I mean, it wasn't explicitly, like, we didn't get confirmation that was his boyfriend, but it was kind of implied that like, Sam was
Abby definitely made it clear that he was playing the fence.
Yeah.
And that was just, that was, definitely wasn't expecting that one.
No.
Definitely was not expecting that.
And Charlie looks like he, like, grew up a lot. Like,
yeah,
it looked
he did.
Like a 6-year, like, growth spurt.
Right. That was not at first, like, I was trying to figure out who was
yeah,
this.
I didn't know. Yeah, he did not look like Charlie at all. Because I guess we're so used to seeing Charlie as, like, this little, you know, bratty little brother. And now he's, like, a grown teenager.
With a boyfriend, so.
With a boyfriend, with Sam. Him and Sam.
No comment there. not really sure what to say with that one. This is really quick and brief. Because he should be like, what, in 9th grade maybe or something? Or 8th? He's still very young.
He looked like he was at least like 16.
You think so? Okay.
But he was at least like 9 when we saw him last.
I thought he was like 5.
Yeah, he was like young.
He was
young.
He was very young. So, yeah.
Big gap. You know what? If, you know, Mark and Sam are going to be additions to the family, like, I hope we get, like, some reunion recap.
I think,
I don't think
cool.
we ever will.
Yeah, I don't think we will either, but it would be cool.
But I think we can make up our own.
Yeah, we can. We can just suggest what we think.
Yes.
You know, could it be happening.
Since this is the series finale, and really they're not going to take our advice moving forward, I think we should still give them a token of advice.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know, for where we think they're going to end up and what you know, anecdotes, or not anecdotes, but what, you know, little tokens of advice we think they could use.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Phoebe, what do we think Phoebe needs to know?
I think Phoebe kind of, you know, just needs to enjoy her life like she's doing. Mm-hmm. Seems like she's enjoying it and having fun, carefree, looking good, happy, and just continue to just stay in her lane and just support when asked. Like, when asked your opinion, Phoebe, then give it, but just not before then, because it can start creating rifts in relationships. So.
Yeah, and I think she seems... Like, even though I don't necessarily love this relationship with her and Tess, I think Tess brings some balance to her life where she can't be such a free, you know, a free bird. And I think Tess hopefully kind of, you know, chills her out a little bit and is able to provide some stability for her kids. And so I think Phoebe needs to just trust that process a little more. And I don't... hope they last. I don't hope they last, but I hope Phoebe, you know, doesn't give up on love going forward.
Yeah, agreed. That's a great one. Yeah.
Delia.
So. Delia.
I got some advice for you, girl. Get a new wig. Oh. Let's not let's just
throw,
like,
the wig away, girl. go like this and just throw it.
Toss it out the window. It's not working.
It's not. Bring the old hair back. Yeah. Get something different. I love the mommy thing. I think she's definitely has got that down pat.
Yeah.
I would like to see Delia fall in love and have a, you know, a family with a husband and just be happy in a relationship. Because single parenting, I mean, I'm not a parent. I have no idea what that's like. I can only imagine. Whether you have all the money in the world or not, like, that's something I think a companion, you should want a companion for, should have a companion for. So I would love to hope that Delia finds love with someone genuine and she can actually get married and just, you know.
I want her to hit up the old lawyer guy.
Yeah.
That she was into last season. I think he was great for her. He provided balance. He provided stability. He pushed her into, like, an area of the law that she wasn't normally used to working in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was a little pretentious and a little, you know, she was living her life, you know, drinking her fancy champagne and her vodka martinis and, you know, living a little hottie.
Yeah.
And I think he definitely brought her down to, like, ground level and, like, showed her how the average American lives and what the need is. You know, and sometimes helping celebrities settle their divorce isn't all that matters. And there are people that could use real legal advice. I think she needs to hit him up again.
You think so?
I liked him for her.
Yeah.
More than Tony. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would take Tony in a second, in a hot second. But
Tony's just not on her level. I mean, no. It couldn't work. It wouldn't work. You know, it can only go but so far, I think, with Tony. But it was fun.
Tony's fun Disneyland dad.
Yeah.
That's what Tony's good for.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
Do we have any advice for Babs? Do we think that we can even give her advice? We didn't see, like, hardly anything of her.
I mean, we saw she got a new man. I hope that worked out. I mean, he looked handsome, nice and tall, dark. I mean,
don't sleep with your ex-husband again.
Well, God, no.
Been there, done that. Slash did not
sister's
work out.
Husband now. I mean, are they married, the sister and her ex? Were they married, just dating?
They were married.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was a hot mess.
Hot mess.
But yeah, definitely not doing that again. And just, I did like, what was her previous boyfriend's name?
Oh, I don't
wasn't Daryl, was it?
No, but he was great for her.
He really was. And I liked him. But I mean, the new guy, we didn't get too much of him, but he looked like he was good.
He made her happy.
He did, yeah. From what we could see. So, I mean, hey, I wish her the best in New York and her show. I hope that lasts. And, you know, that's all we really got for Barb's.
Well, I mean, it must have, we're 4 years, at least 4 years later.
I keep forgetting that 4 years have passed. So she's there. We're assuming, right, that she's in New York and she flew back.
Show seems to have been good. Maybe she's the new Oprah. Like, good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. What about Joe? What do you say for Joe?
Joe, I don't think I want to give her. I think she listened to our advice.
She did. No, she
obviously watched the show and took some of our advice. And she... like is happy with she picked Albert, which I think was the right choice for her. They're having a baby together, so obviously they seem to be settled. We see that Zoe is like working for NASA now and potentially going to Florida, so like Zoe seems to be fine, and now Joe gets to focus on like this new family dynamic. Yep. That she's got.
It's a huge age gap. It's like what, 20 years?
I know. Woo! Zoe was off and living her life,
and right? Like, and now you're just pregnant.
And now you got to start it. All over again.
But at least her and like Delia can like, you know,
babies
raise
together.
Their kids together. So that's fair, cute. Fair. Okay, Abby.
Abby.
I just think
moving with Mike.
Yeah, definitely. It's just stupid. I mean, and I don't think you should wait till the kids graduate and all that to move in together. I think you all are definitely capable of co-parenting together. Not co-parenting, but like parenting together, all three of your kids under the same roof. You're married.
Because how old is Mike's daughter? She was about the same age as Lily.
No,
right?
she was younger. Remember, she was like 14.
But like, not much
was like
18.
Yeah, it was just a couple years.
Yeah,
but I mean, she's definitely at least about 18 now. Or should be graduating high school something. So, I mean, it's like, I don't see what the issue is.
Send her off to college. The boys will be fine.
Yep. They got along very well, the boys. So, yeah. It's like, they'll just do their own thing. So, I definitely think that's for Abby. But she looked really happy. You know, I'm glad her and Mike worked everything out. Because I was a little concerned at first.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's a big deal. You're going to tell them you can't live together and then expect the relationship to just be great. I mean.
Yeah, first kind of force him to move in with you.
And then say, never mind.
And then
mind.
Say, nope, this didn't work. You got to move out of my house.
Yeah. So, I think that's everybody. Was that everybody? That was missing anybody?
Do we have anything for Jake? Jade in your age bracket.
Yeah, please. For heaven's sakes. You know, what are you
you're
doing?
You're a grown man.
Yeah, your kid, your daughter's like, you're practically dating her friends.
You're David Foster. Nobody is a fan of David Foster right now because he's married a 30-something year old or, yeah, 30s, like early 30s.
Yeah, like, something like that.
You've married, like, I just think it's not appropriate when guys continue to go younger.
That makes them feel like they still got it. You know, I can get her. She's young. I can get her. And, you know, I feel good.
But they're not into you. They just have daddy issues that they're trying to work out. And, you know, they just, you know, you're older and you're mature. And they're just like, yeah, I need, you know, dad.
That's what they think. And that's why it doesn't work out. So, yeah, don't do that.
No.
Yep.
To love.
To love.
To
I don't
love,
have a
like
cup.
Abby's
my invisible
speech.
Cup.
To Abby's, yeah.
Yes. And she definitely kept it short, so.
She kept it the shortest it's ever
she
been.
She really did.
Which is the name of this episode, Keep the Toast Short.
Yeah. This was such a great season. The whole series was amazing. I enjoyed it. You know, it was great. It was a great season finale.
It was fun. I think even us being so much younger than the women on the show, because I had to throw that in there.
Yeah.
I think we definitely learned a lot.
None of us have been married, divorced, nor have kids, but we were able to kind of see
I've
what
had
it's
a few
like.
Pregnancy scares, but thank God they were just scares.
Right.
They were false positives. And on that note, thank you guys for joining us all season long. We're so grateful to have your support. Don't forget to subscribe to the AfterBuzz Drama YouTube channel to keep up with shows like this.
Yep.
You can keep up with me at Just Plain Zach on Instagram and on Twitter, all the places. Be sure to follow me. And you can also catch me on the Real Housewives of New York after show on Wednesdays or the Very Cavallari after show on Sundays.
And guys, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook, Shamari Hartzog. And stay tuned because on Thursdays, I will be doing the Grand Hustle episodes. So catch me there.
That's right. Thanks for watching, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.